Okay, so John, you need to morph into George W. Bush and Zippy from Rainbow. Good luck. Off you go. Hello.
It's a great challenge.
Excellent. And sitting next to you is?
Oh, yes, Bugger Boss. Everybody knows that.
Right, so there you go. There are our two contestants. As we get ready to play Viaduct,
the revenge.
All right. So, caller number one is George W. Bush, who is in Washington. Hello, George.
It's a great honor to take part in this quiz, which remains one of the great challenges.
Thank you.
On the BBC.
That's right. George, what do you do for a living?
Well, I kind of, I'm a president.
Okay, excellent. Of where?
Bolivia.
America, isn't it, George?
Something like that.
Right, okay. And are you a family man at all? Are you?
I am. My dad, he was a president, too.
Right, okay, excellent.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a family business.
We get to live in this great house. It looks like a cake.
Right, okay.
And we have this Capitol Hill thing.
Right.
Which looks like a cross between St. Paul's Cathedral and kind of like an egg.
An egg?
An egg in an egg cup.
Right, okay.
It really rocks.
Okay, really rocks. Well, thank you for coming on our show today.
Yeah.
And playing against you, caller number two is Zippy. Hello, Zippy.
Yes, hello, Chris. I've got a feeling I'm going to regret this.
So am I. It's not too late. If Zippy were to collapse, then we would have to replace him. It's up to you.
I think it's too late now.
Oh. This is going to be awful.
It's too late. No turning back now.
He's very camp, isn't he?
Yes.
Oh, stop messing about. So, Zippy, what do you do for a living?
I'm an orange oval-headed thing.
Right.
And I was in Rainbow.
Okay.
As you know.
Yes, I do.
As you know.
Are you sounding a bit cockney now, like some kind of EastEnders gangster?
After Rainbow, I mean, in those days, we all lived in that cosy little house, and there was Jeffrey, and there was Bungle, and all that going on. After that all finished, we got abandoned. We was just left to it. And you know, that doesn't have a good effect on a person's mind.
Right.
Especially if you're made of orange toweling.
Right.
Material.
Right, thank you, Zippy. Dave, is this going to work for you?
I don't know, but I'm going to stick with it and hope for the best.
Alid, as producer of the show, will this work for you?
I'm a bit worried about Zippy.
So am I.
Why don't we make a substitution against Zippy?
Okay.
Let's do
Dale
that.
Dale Winton.
I think that's too easy.
Ah, hard one.
That's not the Prime Minister.
Bush and Blair?
Yeah.
Okay.
This really is the only way to get to the root of the challenges that we face.
Right, okay. So, George Bush is on one side. Hello, Mr. Bush.
I am ready.
And on the other side is Mr. Tony Blair.
We are clear in our objectives, and they will be achieved.
Okay. So, Tony, you're standing in for a Zippy who is not very well. I believe he has a temperature.
I know, just looking at the... never mind.
Right.
I was just concentrating.
You can't touch him.
I was just trying to work out a gag about...
Don't touch Zippy.
No.
Right.
I was just trying to work out a gag about how Zippy looks like the wife, but I didn't...
No, don't. Tony,
same mouth, actually, haven't
No, they? Come on now. Leave it out. So, guys, let's get on with it and play Viaduct the Revenge, right? You ready there, George W?
Let's get it on. It's hammer time.
All right, Tony, get ready as we play Viaduct
the Revenge.
George, which lady was Joe Wiley's guest on the show today? Tony, Black Beauty is the name of a famous what?
Dido.
George, complete the name of this children's story. Little Something Riding Hood.
Mr. Ed.
No, horse. Yeah.
Horse.
Tony, which colour did Chelsea play in?
Well, that very much depends on the policies which we had in place at the time, but the important thing is that we all work together and just... I didn't listen to the previous question. Sorry, please move on.
George, what do you get if you put the words bell and end together?
Blue.
Tony, complete this well-known catchphrase from Only Fools and Horses. Rodney, you what?
End bell.
Chicken.
George, following the affair with Ulrika, this high-profile football manager is in hot water again.
Plonker.
Tony, this word links torch, candles, up doll, and job.
It's really too difficult to say, but...
Sven.
What we've got to bear in mind is what? Sven.
George, how do you pronounce G-U-double-F?
I'm scared and I want to go home.
Tony, sweet treat you might find in Bakewell rhymes with fart.
Guff.
George, what do you get if you put together the words Jody and Marsh?
Tart.
Tony, in the world of Bo Selector, what's the name of the bird that Craig David is always with?
Jody Marsh.
Tony, small blue bird, T something TS.
Big Bird.
Tony, complete the title of this famous track by Dodgy, Something Out for the Summer.
Is this correct for me?
Aye.
Oh, and you've run out of time, sadly. Oh.
How did we do?
Well, George, you did okay, Mr. Bush, President.
I got confused. I didn't know what to answer where or how to say it or anything.
It is a very difficult quiz, and you can be forgiven for not getting your head around it.
I'm sorry.
Tony, though, I would have thought you would have been a lot better on this.
There are many of these things that I simply have not heard of.
Well, I know, but, you know, and some of the questions are very rudely written by Comedy Dave, so for you to say rude things, and I know that the BBC would never... Oh, I can't get into that joke, but thank you anyway. So thank you, George and Tony.
That really rocked.
Okay, good. And we'll talk to your friend John after this.
If you feel that that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
With one light on...
We shall now discuss this link off the air.
Pros and cons.
While you're listening to Dido.
With one small step.